You know that goal you set at the start of the year? You can still do it, whether you're committed to a thru hike with friends, lifting heavier, or simply walking more. It's not too late to stick with it and make your future self proud, especially with the all-in-one nutrition shake from Ka'Chava. Because quality nutrition shouldn't be complicated. Just 2 scoops of Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake, and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your backstock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, simplify your progress with just 2 scoops of the highest quality ingredients. Stick with your wellness goals. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS. Ka'Chava.com, code NEWS.
Howdy. This is the Views from the Shop podcast. I'm your host, your one and only host, Tim Miller. Thank you. Thank you for joining me for episode 0. I think this might be fun. This also may not be fun, but we'll find out what happens along the way. This will be a short episode, as you can probably see. Just a few minutes here. I've got 3 things I want to talk to you about, and none of which specifically have to do with Ohio State basketball. What this really is why am I here? Why are you here? What are we going to do with this show? So let's figure that out together, shall we? Let's go on a little trip down memory lane. Thinking back to Ohio State athletics, which is the number one most prestigious brand of college athletics in the world. When you look back at Ohio State athletics, you see one thing that's a constant, and that is Ohio State football. And that's why I call episode 0 the convenient curse of Ohio State football. The Buckeyes, on the football side, great program, prestigious, one of the greatest of all time. Most wins, college football championship appearances and championships, all of those types of things. The Buckeyes are at or near the top. So what does that naturally mean for Ohio State fans? Well, it means more people are going to cheer for Ohio State football than anything else. Now, if you look at this Ohio State basketball program, it's not bad. Is it Kentucky? No. Is it Duke, North Carolina? No, it's not a blue blood. But it's still a very impressive program. Multiple national championship runs, multiple Final Four appearances, multiple Big Ten championships, both in the regular season and in the tournament, in one of the best basketball conferences in the United States of America. Ohio State, if it wasn't for their football program, they would be a basketball school. Yet they're not covered like one. You look at Ohio State basketball, and this is why I'm here. I think there's people who want to listen to Ohio State basketball takes January, November, March, of course, and even in June, in May, in August, in those down months where people don't talk about Ohio State basketball as much, people still want to hear about it. So here on this show, here's what you should expect. Regularly scheduled Ohio State basketball exclusive content year-round. It's that simple. Buckeyes are playing a game. We're going to talk about it. Buckeyes just played a game. We're going to review it. Buckeyes prepping for a game. We'll give thoughts. Then in the offseason, Buckeyes offer a player. We'll talk about it. Talk about the recruiting class. We'll talk about what to look forward to in the next season, the schedule, all those different types of things that you typically don't get in other places, you'll get it here. That's my promise and commitment to you, and I will never make a promise that I cannot keep. And neither should you, by the way. So that's why I'm here, is that even though this program, if Ohio State football was Texas Tech, well, Texas is a bad example. Everyone, Tulsa, SMU, everyone loves football down in the Texas-Oklahoma region, right? If this were Oregon State football program or Minnesota, of course, basketball's bigger there anyway, but you get the point. If this were an Ohio State football program that wasn't expected to go to the national title game every single year, this Buckeye team would get more attention. So I intend to give them attention. I'm a huge Ohio State football fan, by the way. I'm not trying to put them down. I'm just saying there's people out there who like Ohio State basketball too. I'm one of those people. Let's talk about it. Number two, why are you here? Well, probably you just stumbled upon us. Maybe it's 4 years down the road and I pinned episode zero. And you want to hear our first ever episode. That's cool. Welcome. Thank you for joining. Or maybe you're listening to this just days after I released episode zero. You're wondering what this is all about. Well, if you're here, I hope it's because you're a fan of college basketball. You're looking for some good takes, opinions, whatever, to stay well informed. But more importantly, I hope you're an Ohio State basketball fan who wants to be the smartest Ohio State basketball fan in Columbus or wherever you may be. I'm not even in Columbus. I want to be well-informed, opinionated, and I want you to be too. So as you're here, you're thinking about why am I here? You're probably not thinking about that. You're probably not even listening all that closely to what I'm saying at this point, and that's okay too. But I want to talk about Ohio State basketball. I want you here to listen, to give your feedback, to give your opinions, to tell me what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show. Don't make it personal. It's not that deep, but tell me what you like, tell me what you don't like. So hopefully that's why you're here. And where are we going to go with this? Well, only time will tell. But like I said, this will be regularly scheduled Ohio State basketball exclusive content year-round. That's the goal here. Would it be great to have players on one day and media members on one day? Sure. But if nothing else, if we have a community of dozens or even hundreds or thousands, which is a pipe dream right now, of Ohio State basketball fans, that's okay too. And we get along, or maybe we don't. Hopefully most of the time we do. And we simply enjoy talking about Ohio State basketball together. This is a community dedicated to Ohio State basketball as much as they are in February, as they are in June. So that's where I plan to go with this experiment. Shall we say? It's not an experiment. Something I'm doing. If you like it, awesome. If not, that's okay. I can take rejection. My day job is in sales. If you don't like this podcast, I can guarantee you won't say anything more mean than what some people whom I prospect to, who I call on throughout my career. You won't hurt my feelings. So let's join this together. Let's see where this goes. Let's enjoy it, hopefully. I'm excited. If you're not yet, give it a month. Give it 2 months. Can we just make an agreement now? A handshake, a virtual handshake here. Give me until March Madness. If you're not hooked or not even slightly interested by March Madness, then that's totally okay. And I will respect that. Give me some time. Let me get my legs underneath me. Let me try to build this out a little bit. What's the show going to look like? And please give me your feedback. Reach out to me on Twitter at TheShotPod. Reach out to me on Twitter. Give me your takes. Give me your feedback. What you like, what you don't like about the show. And if you don't like it, that's totally okay. But give me till March. Subscribe if you feel so inclined to do so. Like all of those different things. Please do it. And we'll see what happens with this show. I want to build an Ohio State basketball community who loves the Buckeyes through thick and thin. Beating Iowa and losing the 5 games before. So that's all I've got for episode zero. I'm excited to have you with me. I hope we enjoy the ride. If we don't, well, at least say we tried. Thanks for joining here. Look out for episode one. Go Bucks!